For the past 4 weeks, we have been bringing messages on the Holy Spirit from the book of John, chapter 16, beginning with verse 7. We have learned thus far in these messages that the Holy Spirit is a person, that He was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ after Jesus went back to heaven. He was sent to the church as the Comforter. We also talked about the fact that He indwells the Christian of this age. He lives in the body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So Christ in us, in the Scriptures, mean that in the person of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ lives within us. Then we talked about how that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of the judgment. So we have discussed Him then as the reprover of the world. It is He who brings conviction to the heart of sinners. It is He who talks about righteousness and reminds us that sin is sin and that righteousness is righteousness. And then, of course, it is He who tells us about judgment. The judgment that has already been placed upon Satan through our Lord Jesus Christ's death on the cross, and the judgment that awaits those who reject Him as their Savior and as their Lord. Now today, I want us to begin to look at verse 12, and I hope to finish the message today as we talk about the Holy Spirit as our guide, as our revealer, and as the glorifier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. So let's be assured then that the Lord Jesus is going to reveal later on many truths that He did not reveal while He was yet upon this earth. Therefore, we have the Bible that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. And as we have said on so many occasions, the Bible is complete. It is not only the verbally inspired Word of God, but it is the verbal plenary inspiration of Scripture, meaning simply that not only is the Bible inspired of God, word by word, sentence by sentence, statement by statement, as the Holy Spirit directs the men of God how to write the Bible, but it is all of the revelation of God that He is going to give us during this age. It is the complete Word of God. Not just the inspired Word of God that God will or has planned to add to by modern-day prophets, but it is the total and complete Word of God, and it is complete as we have it today. So, the Holy Spirit then, the Scripture says, will give us new truths after Jesus Christ has gone back to heaven. He is not able, because of them, He is not able to give them all of the truth now, all of the facts then, while He was upon the earth, but He said, I will send them, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. So, the Holy Spirit then is going to be given by Christ, according to this prophecy, to reveal the Word of God and to give the message that Jesus has for His disciples that they were not able to bear at that particular time. Verse 13, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Now here we have the Holy Spirit then being sent by the Lord Jesus Christ in order to guide us into all truth. He's going to guide us into all truth. Now that means all truth that He is going to reveal to us during this age. There again, we can use this scripture to affirm that the Bible, as given to the holy men of God by the Holy Spirit, is the complete Word of God. Let's notice particularly that the Holy Spirit is our guide in the matter of spiritual things. So many men have had their lives messed up and foiled and disturbed and even destroyed by listening to men instead of listening to God, by following the cunning fables of men instead of by following simply the Word of God as revealed to us by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, one of the major arguments against the Bible is that, well, I don't understand it. It's written so uniquely or so differently with all the old language, I don't understand it. And men placate themselves trying to get out of the responsibility that God places upon them by saying, I don't understand the Bible. Well, now, the Bible is spiritually discerned. The Bible is understood by the Holy Spirit of God. The natural man, the Bible says, receiveth not the things of the Spirit. So the natural man does not, cannot, and shall not understand the Word of God. Only those who have been born again can have any kind of understanding of Scripture. Now, why can we have an understanding of Scripture after we have been saved? Oh, yes, the simple message of salvation all can understand. The Bible says, a fool nor a wayfaring man need not err therein when it comes to redemption, when it comes to salvation, when it comes to trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. There is no excuse for anybody not seeing and understanding that in the Scriptures. But the Scripture does not just deal with salvation. It deals with many, many other subjects. And so, therefore, it is not revealed to the natural man. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Now, what makes the difference? Why is it that at one moment in my life, I can not understand anything about the Bible except the simple plan of redemption, except God sending Jesus to die on the cross to save me from my sins? And then, after I trust Him as my Savior, in the next moment, I become able to begin to understand the Scriptures. And as I read and study, and as I look at and pray over the Scriptures, as I put into practice those things that I already know about the Scripture, little by little, the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to me the Word of God. Now, the change is simply this. Before I'm saved, I am not indwelt by the Holy Spirit. After I'm saved, I have the Holy Spirit living within me, and He is the author of Scripture. Consequently, He is the teacher of Scripture. So I have the teacher with me all the time. Who can better teach any book than the one that wrote it? The one that wrote it certainly knows more about it than anyone else, about that book at least. Therefore, the Holy Spirit wrote the book, wrote the Bible, and the Holy Spirit lives within me. And because of this, the Holy Spirit will guide me into all truth. Therefore, what I know about the Scriptures, I learn through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Not only does the Holy Spirit guide me in the study of Scripture and in understanding Scripture, but the Holy Spirit guides me through Scripture in my everyday life. Now, I want to hasten to say that there is definitely taught in the Scripture that the Spirit of God leads us by impression. The Spirit of God speaks to us, not in an audible voice, not in various kinds of physical phenomena, but the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He directs us. There is the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not an audible voice. This is not some sort of a hearing of voices in the head or the ringing of the ears, as it has been interpreted many times to be, but the definite, still, small voice of the Savior as He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit of God, guiding us and directing us. But primarily, the Holy Spirit guides through the Scripture. I want to say this again. I've said it many times, but I want to say it again. The Holy Spirit will not lead you into something that is contrary to Scripture. The Holy Spirit definitely will not lead you to do something, to say something, to go somewhere, when by doing or saying or going, you will have deliberately disobeyed what the Scripture has to say. You see, the Holy Spirit is not two-faced. The Holy Spirit does not speak with a forked tongue, as the old Indians of the Old West used to say concerning the white man, that he speaks with a forked tongue. Now, the Holy Spirit does not speak with a forked tongue. The Bible says one thing, and the Holy Spirit leads us in the same direction. When somebody claims to be led by the Holy Spirit, when somebody says, I feel led to do this or that or the other, and what they are doing is contrary to the Word of God, then you can rest assured that they were not led by the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to be apologetic about it. You don't have to walk with kid gloves. You can just absolutely walk up to them and simply tell them point blank, I know full well you're not led by the Spirit, because what you're doing and what you're saying is contrary to the Word of God. I remember Dr. M.R. DeHaan on one occasion told us that he had walked up to he said, and I'm repeating his words now, he's dead, he can't verify them, but I'm preaching or repeating his words. He said he walked up to one of these so-called divine healers, one of these men who was gathering great crowds of people and getting people all excited, and of course, as is done, raising great sums of money and claiming that he had some great gift of healing. Now, they claim that today. Now, they don't claim that they themselves do the healing. They've got better sense than that. But they claim that they've got this special gift and this special faith whereby they can pray for the sick and they'll be healed. Dr. DeHaan went to one of these services and he came forward after the service to the preacher, knowing him, knew the preacher, knew something about his life, and he came up to him and he said, "You are a rascal." He said, "You've got a good racket here." Well, Dr. DeHaan was just that kind of man. That's Dr. M.R. DeHaan, who's gone on to be with the Lord now. He's just that kind of a man. And he walked up to him and he said, "You are a rascal." He said, "You are a fraud." And he said, "You've got a good racket here." And the man got all excited and said to Dr. DeHaan, "Now, sir," he said, "you shouldn't say this about me." He said, "You shouldn't touch God's anointed." And he began to rebuke Dr. DeHaan for it. And then he said, this man said to Dr. DeHaan, "I have the gift of healing." Dr. DeHaan said, "Yep," said, "I've got the gift of discerning spirits too." And he said, "I say you're a rascal." Well, now, if he's got the gift of healing, then Dr. DeHaan could certainly claim to have the gift of discerning spirits in these days. Now, as I've said so many times on the program, we are not living in the day of the sign gifts. We've got the revealed Word of God. So Dr. DeHaan was not saying that he had some special gift. He was simply, on the authority of the Word of God, he was saying the man was wrong because he was not following Scripture. Now, you don't have to be apologetic about a thing like that. If a man claims to be led by the Spirit, to be guided by the Holy Spirit, and what he is doing is contrary to what the Bible plainly and clearly teaches from Genesis to Revelation, then, my dear friend, you can simply say that man is wrong. You can simply say he's wrong. He is not right because he is not according to Scripture, however much he may claim to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide us into truth, it says here, not into error. The Holy Spirit will not guide us into error. He will guide us into all truth. Now, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, two special points here in the latter part of verse 13. He shall not speak of himself. He shall not speak of himself. Now, I'm going to dwell on that just a little bit more momentarily down in verse 14. But let's look at the other thing that's known here. And he will show you things to come. So the Holy Spirit is not only going to guide us in the study of Scripture and in the direction of our lives day by day, but he is going to reveal to us things to come. Now, there's no question whatsoever in our minds about it. The Holy Spirit told the prophets, and the Holy Spirit told the apostles and the writers of the Scripture what was going to take place in the future. As they wrote down the Bible, even the Gospels, as they were written by men led by the Holy Spirit of God, giving us the messages of Jesus Christ and the life of Jesus, the prophecies of the future are revealed. Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 25, Luke chapter 21, and these other passages talk about the things of the future. Then we find over in the writings of the Apostle Paul clearly revealed the judgment seat of Christ, the millennial kingdom that's coming up, the judgment bar of God, the great white throne judgment. Then we find the book of Revelation by the Apostle John as he was led by the Holy Spirit. He was told exactly what's going to come to pass in the future. So, therefore, he said, "I will show you things to come." The Holy Spirit is the revealer. So this is part of the work and part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, not only to comfort the Christian and indwell us, to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, not only to guide us day by day in our study of Scripture and in our everyday life, but to reveal to us things that are going to come in the future. Oh, what a blessing that's going to be. When we have revealed to us, and do have, we have it now, revealed to us the things that are going to come in the future. Now, you know, we would be somewhat miserable, particularly in days such as we're facing now. We would be somewhat miserable if we did not know something about the future. Now, we don't know the day-by-day acts of the future, but if you're a born-again child of God, you know what the future holds for you. You know who holds the future, and you know something of what's going to take place. You know the rapture of the church is going to take place, that you'll be caught out to meet the Lord in the air. You know that we're not going to live on this earth forever. You know when men get all excited about the population explosion, you can smile and you can feel sorry for them, knowing that their ideas are the ideas of Satan, knowing that God has already told us in the Scripture that He's going to take care of the population of this earth. 1/3 of all of the human race is going to be wiped out in one judgment during the tribulation period. When the church is gone, thousands upon top of thousands of saints are going to be taken out, and certainly that will eliminate. Even the rapture of the church itself would eliminate any need for all this birth control and abortion and devilish programs of Satan in these days. So I'll have to hurry now, but we do have the Holy Spirit who is going to give us prophecy of the future. One other thing, and that'll complete and conclude the messages on the Holy Spirit, and that is in verse 14, He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus Christ. Now, here is one of the acid tests of whether a person's ministry, whether his doctrine, whether his actions are led by the Holy Spirit of God, and of course, a part of the Trinity. Here is the test. Here is one of the acid tests. Does that person and does that spirit that they have magnify Jesus Christ? Now, many today who claim to have special gifts of the Spirit, many today who claim to have special blessings of the Spirit, my dear precious friend, do not magnify Christ. They magnify the Spirit. They're always talking about the Holy Spirit. They're never really magnifying Jesus Christ. Then I know full well, I know immediately, I know without any question that it is wrong. They're not being led by the Spirit, for the Holy Spirit will magnify Jesus Christ. That's a test that you can put to anybody's work claiming to be led by the Holy Spirit. I hope these messages have been a blessing to you, and I hope that if there's any way we can help you in the future, along this line, that you will be sure to let us do so.